This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Multiple deaths in Illinois highway pileups.
The cause of the crash is due to excessive winds blowing dirt.
President Biden on debt limit showdown.
He has invited the top four congressional leaders here to the White House.
The Biden administration
decided to end virtually all federal COVID-19 vaccine requirements.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. At least six people have died and dozens are injured in a multi-car pileup in Illinois. This woman was on I-55 in Montgomery County, about 75 miles north of St. Louis, when a dust storm kicked in.
It was super windy, some dust, and then it was getting progressively worse. And I looked up and I go, is that smoke? And the next thing I know, everything just comes to a complete standstill.
Ryan Stark with the Illinois State Police.
The excessive winds and then the loose dirt on top of the farm fields, and depending on which way the wind direction is blowing and things like that, to cause near, if you will, extreme low visibility, like a whiteout condition, but a brownout condition.
I-55 is shut down in both directions in Montgomery County, Illinois. President Biden sends out invitations for talks as the possibility of the U.S. defaulting on its debt looms. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The invitation has the president hosting the top Republicans and Democrats from the House and Senate next Tuesday. It comes as the Treasury Secretary warns of default as soon as June 1st, unless Congress acts on the debt limit. The GOP-controlled House has passed a bill to raise it, but it comes with provisions the White House views as poison pills, including broad spending cuts and a repeal of the Inflation Reduction Act.
The Biden administration will end the last remaining federal COVID-19 vaccine requirements next week when the national public health emergency for COVID ends. CBS's Alexander Tin.
That means unvaccinated foreign travelers will soon be able to board flights into the United States for the first time in years, and most federal workers and employees will no longer be required to get a COVID shot.
Authorities are still searching for a fugitive accused of killing five of his neighbors, including a child, in a town near Houston, Texas. CBS's Janet Shamlian on the manhunt.
They have no idea where he is right now. They do believe that the search area is much larger than the Cleveland, Texas neighborhood where this happened. They've got more than a dozen agencies involved. The FBI is taking a very active role in this.
Police recovered the gun they say Francisco Oropeza used in the shootings, but don't know if he's carrying another weapon. The Treasury Department assures depositors of First Republic Bank and all Americans that the banking industry is sound and resilient after the FDIC helped orchestrate a takeover by J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. Customer Joyce Mueller says the news caught her by surprise.
When you become part of these huge banks, it becomes different.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 46 points. NASDAQ fell 14. Now this. American Airlines pilots have voted overwhelmingly to strike and have been conducting informational picketing nationwide. Allied Pilots Association Vice President Chris Torres.
The next step, ideally, is that we get a contract. And once we get a contract, obviously there is no need to strike.
Federal law makes it difficult for airline unions to conduct legal strikes. Millions have taken to the streets across France to protest unpopular pension reforms. CBS's Elaine Cobb reports from Paris.
There were violent clashes at the end of the march in Paris as masked protesters fired Molotov cocktails at police, burning one officer badly. Police used water cannon to quell the flames after a bicycle docking station was set on fire. France's prime minister called the violence in several cities unacceptable.
Hollywood writers and the film and TV studios have until 11:59 Pacific time tonight to reach a deal on a contract, or the writers walk the picket line. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Writer E. Jean Carroll, who's suing former President Trump for defamation and battery, has finished her testimony in the case. She alleges Trump raped her in the 90s and then defamed her when she came forward in 2019. Trump has denied the allegations. CBS's Graham Cates is covering the trial.
She said on the stand Monday that she's not sure if she would have still sued in that event, but that at least he would have been admitting that he was there at the store with her. Earlier in the day, Trump attorney Joe Tacopita submitted to the judge a motion to dismiss the case, and the judge quickly rejected it.
The West Coast could be in for destructive storms this summer. Weather models are indicating warm Pacific waters and sustained westerly wind patterns. UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain.
All indications are that El Nino is coming and that it's increasingly likely to be a moderate to strong event. And at the upper outer end of the possibility is the possibility of a super El Nino event that could rise historical records.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Are underway to teach people in the UK how to make the perfect celebratory coronation quiche.
Featuring spinach, broad beans, and tarragon, it's a royal recipe bringing communities together. The tart tops the menu at this cooking school in London.
Oh, wow. I think mine looks pretty perfect.
After all, this isn't just any quiche. It's declared by King Charles and his wife Camilla, the Queen Consort, as the dish of the day to celebrate the king's crowning. And it's going down well with these student chefs.
The tarragon was very British.
I did like it. It was very good.
Keeping with his green credentials, King Charles has offered a vegan-friendly twist for the quiche.
So we're not putting lard in it.
Tina Kraus, CBS News, London.
Aerosmith has announced their Peace Out Farewell Tour. It starts September 2nd in Philadelphia. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, May 1st, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.